91X News.
It's minus one and lightly snowing at 5 o'clock from the CUNY Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Stelios Pappas. It was Pink Shirt Day yesterday, but at Loyola's College, it seemed that the color was nowhere to be found. Ashley Clark has the story.
All across Canada, students were encouraged to wear pink shirts on Wednesday to spread an anti-bullying message. But on campus, few people were wearing them. In previous years, Pink Shirt Day has been promoted with t-shirt campaigns, free manicures for people wearing pink, a special pub night, and even therapy dogs in pink sweaters. This year, the college has not organized a single thing for the occasion. Counseling Services Coordinator Adam Gosney says this is because there was no one on staff available to organize the events. But he said he supports the cause and expects to see it return.
It's a valuable initiative from an awareness-raising perspective.
The only college group with pink spirit this year were the food workers at the college. Food Services Director Andre Matrin-Scott said when an employee asked to wear a pink shirt for bullying awareness, she agreed with the idea.
I don't believe in bullying, so that's why I let the girls wear pink shirts, because of a good cause and they wanted to wear it.
Pink Shirt Day was born in Nova Scotia after a boy was bullied for wearing a pink shirt. In support of the bully victim, two senior students came to school the next day handing out 50 pink shirts for students to wear. This inspirational story led to a worldwide movement of wearing pink to raise awareness about bullying prevention. Ashley Clark, QNET News, Belleville.
McDonald's Canada has created a new self-serving kiosk and has brought the new system to Belleville restaurants. With these new systems added, many customers are with mixed reactions.
Well, I haven't used it yet, but I think it's going to be a huge confusion.
I went to the McDonald's in Belleville a couple times the past few weeks. And I found it actually quite convenient.
In Nova Scotia, opposition is calling for more independent probes of death of youth and children in care after a 16-year-old girl was found dead in a Halifax home on Sunday. Chris Denerton, the Progressive Conservative House leader, said the latest death shows the province needs an independent and transparent system of oversight. He says the province hasn't even fully implemented a recommendation made over a year and a half ago calling for the dedicated team of officials to review deaths.
You know, some of these things were pretty simple things to do. Just to say we're looking at it or we're thinking about it, I don't think is acceptable, especially in light of a child in custody or a child in care passing away.
In Moncton, New Brunswick, RCMP officers are challenging a claim by their assistant commissioner that every patrol vehicle in the province has a carbine firearm. Two Mounties at different detachments say they have some high-powered rifles, but can't use them because they haven't been trained. RCMP spokesperson Julie Rogers-Marsh says the carbines are used based on operational needs and training.
They wouldn't necessarily be in every car depending on who's on shift and for operational need. But we do have the capability of having a carbine in every patrol vehicle. Doesn't necessarily mean that that's what's happening.
One member says most officers he works with cannot use the weapon, while many of the patrol vehicles do not yet have the proper rack inside the car to hold the carbine. That's QNA News on 91X to 503. In sports, there are six Canadian teams playing in the NHL tonight. Carolina versus Toronto tonight at 7:30. Winnipeg plays Dallas at 8:30 without Brian Little as he is out for the rest of the season with a back injury. New York Islanders play Calgary at 9. And Ottawa plays Vancouver at 10. Finally, Edmonton visits Los Angeles at 10:30. Tonight's Ontario Hockey League games are both at 7. London travels to Peterborough, and Windsor welcomes in Barrie. For the Junior Hockey League, it's Colbert versus Kingston tonight at 7, and Port Hope playing Gananoque at 8:15. Send us your league team scores or email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. In weather, periods of snow ending early this evening, then clearing, about 2 centimeters. Strong winds coming in towards the northeast at 50 kilometers per hour, ending up at a low minus 13. It's 5:04 at 1 degree. QNET News Desk on the air, 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Stelios Pappas, news at 91X next at 6:00.